Oh, wow.
So this goes way back.
Way, way back.
And it was founded by Papal Bull Omnidatum, Optimum of the Holy See.
I'm sorry. What was that? Could you say that one more time?
Papal Bull Omnidatum.
We just summoned a demon, you guys.
I set up Sabrina's little mic and stand like really innovatively, and it looked very comfortable, and I was like, hold on, I want that. So I had to set mine up.
Yeah, I am super comfortable. We're chilling in Raina's bed and we're just having a cozy little sesh.
Yeah, we're just smoking a little bit popcorn. If you try to take the spotlight, I swear to God.
Would you like me to open the door?
I guess. She's just gonna do it on the other side. So if you guys hear any mewing in the background, that is popcorn. She's locked out now. We're not letting her back in. So if you guys hear it, just...
We are both locked in.
Yeah.
And making the mewing face, by the way.
It's Fuck With Me Friday.
Oh, y'all fucking with me?
Y'all fucking with me? Y'all still fuck with me? Anyway.
Fuck with Raina's hair?
Do you guys? We got a lot of likes on it. I think a lot of people fuck with it. A lot means like more than five, which is what we normally get, because you guys don't follow our Instagram for some reason.
I could follow our Instagram again if I could.
I would too. We post the cutest stuff. Granted, we don't post super often. I'm sorry.
We have lives.
But we post, and we post cute stuff. So if you want to see that, here's an early plug. Go to GWC Podcast on Instagram. I got it right. Okay, let me hit this.
Hit it. In recent news, today my father has a chronic addiction to Facebook Live. He Facebook Lives like 24/7.
The grip his phone has on him is crazy.
I know. So he was on Facebook Live as the passenger in a car when that car was struck by another car. A rich dude, yeah, who was drunk driving a Porsche. And so my dad then Facebook Lives the accident, the aftermath of the accident, him just standing there, you know, recording everything. And then the next video, he is in an ambulance with a neck brace.
Yep.
He's hooked up to all the machines. All and he's of a sudden. I went unconscious. I passed out. Everything hurts. I don't know what's going on. And then posted on Facebook, about to get paid. Thank God.
I mean, hey, he's not wrong. If that man was drunk, he is about to get paid.
Yeah, he is.
And I mean, he could have been running on adrenaline, I guess. Afterwards, when he was running around with the phone originally.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
We believe that.
I could be a lawyer.
Your Honor, he's innocent.
Call LL Mean Bean.
Bro, that's actually low-key dope as hell, because you know LL Bean, the brand. LL Mean Bean, yeah. That's crazy. I love it.
What does LL stand for? Something law, legal law. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Law legal, mean bean. Law no illegal.
Bird law.
Oh man, guys, my period's really whooping my ass.
Oh,
she's robbing me at gunpoint and taking everything I have.
No, it is now time for the other cat to do the same thing.
Both of you little brats. I
So what else is new with you?
Not much. I was supposed to get my head tattooed today.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, that didn't happen. No. I told you I had a tentative appointment.
Yeah.
But, you know, life happens. She's got, like, three kids, So, oh.
Well, and you know, today wouldn't have been a great day if you're already in pain.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been actually miserable.
Yeah. So we're moving it, I think, to the 25th. And then I think on, like, the 28th, I have to double check. I have an appointment to get my nipples tattooed.
Cool.
So very cool. So she's about to go crazy.
Wow, Raina's so fucking hot.
And my hair is still going to be, like, hot and sexy and cool.
Oh, yeah.
I get compliments on it every day. If you guys haven't seen it, go check out our Instagram.
Yeah. It glows under black light, which is super cool. I did super not mean cool. for that to happen, but
that's what my last hairstylist accident. Said when I went, like, neon green for my whole head. And Alley Cat was still open. Ha, rip. They have black light, like, in the front area when you go in. And I walked in, and Sarah was like, oh, my God, your hair. And took a picture of me, and it was just, like, bright.
Love
and
that.
And my hairstylist was like, I didn't mean for that to happen, but that's super cool.
Yeah. It be like that sometimes.
What can I say? I just glow.
You do just glow. Ugh, I need to set up an appointment for my scorpion, too.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that part of my leg to be done.
Do you want it in color?
I think I want it mostly black with, like, pops of color in it.
What colors?
Pink. Obviously.
Pink. Okay.
Maybe pinks and reds.
With black. I just don't want it to look like too... I don't want it to, like, look manly. And, like, we tried to fem it up with pink, you know?
Yeah.
So we just have to make sure that, like, the scorpion is, like, female. We have to make sure she's slaying.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I love the flash you had from Valentine's Day with the scorpion and the lollipop.
Ooh.
We might, I mean, if it fits, we could do that.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that piece. I just did, if you guys haven't checked it out, go check out my tattoo Instagram, Mean Bean Tattoo. I did a piece that I drew 2 years ago, and I'm really excited with how it came out. It looks gorgeous.
The jack-o'-lantern?
Yes. It is a pumpkin flail. And it's like these really cute pastel pinks and purples. And I'm happy with the way it came out. I was sweating through that shit because it was like literally on her muscle and the needle was not fucking doing its job correctly when I was doing the line work. So, and I had just started my period. So I was just like in a mood already. And I was so tempted to just be like, hey girl, let's do the color another day. I'm getting mad. And then we took a little break. I went to the bathroom. I splashed some water on my face. I was like, okay.
Take a deep breath.
Everything's fine. We got this. Trust the process. It's going to be great. And I did. And it came out beautiful. So
I will. Because you slay.
Give myself that. It's such a struggle as an artist to like admit to yourself that you're a good artist.
You are a good artist.
What about you? What's new with you? How's your trip?
Oh, it was lots of fun. I went to the white trash mountain town of Pigeon Forge recently. Where me and Raina went to the crime museum, if you remember our lore.
The Universal of, or no, like Orlando of the Carolinas.
Yes, it really is. It's a trip. If you've never seen pictures of Pigeon Forge, it's like, it's where Dollywood is, for one. Mm-hmm. There's like water parks and roller coasters and Ferris wheels and putt-putt and, I mean, just like any trashy thing you can think of to do, it exists there. Wax Museum and the Titanic Museum. And
like weird gift shops.
Yeah. There were
just like, think Orlando, but like smaller and way more run down. Like, think of how run down Orlando is and all the weird gift shops in Orlando and stuff. If you've never been, it's such an experience. It's very similar to the way you feel when you enter Pigeon Forge.
Ah. Yeah, they have the world's largest knife store there.
Nice.
But, cool. I did some water parks. I did some putt-putting.
Wow.
Sky Pirates of Mermaid Bay, to be exact.
Sky Pirates.
Sky Pirates.
Okay.
I went on a helicopter. That was super fucking cool.
So does that mean like that's great. Does that mean like flying pirates or does that mean like sea? No, like flying pirates or does it mean like alien pirates?
It's like flying pirates, but it's a little sci-fi.
Okay. So are they like in ships or in planes? Are they hijacking planes? Both.
Yeah, so like, okay, so Mermaid Bay is the inside course, And it's all, like, underwatery and glowy.
Okay.
And the upstairs course is the Sky Pirates, where they're, like, one of them was riding a gun.
Oh.
I don't know. It was a little all over the place. But okay. That's where I got the picture with that giant tentacle, because I had to. It was sexy. It had teeth.
I was going to say, I saw that, and I was like, I know she didn't take a picture of this because it's just a giant tentacle.
Oh, no. There was an ulterior motive, for sure.
There was an innuendo in there.
Oh, yeah, of course. I did give that as a present to one of my best friends for Christmas one year, is a tentacle dildo.
I would actually low-key kind of love that.
She displays it in her den.
I would make content with it. Surprise, guys. I make content. Not really, like, regularly, like, anymore. I used to make it a lot more, but eventually I'll get back into it when I feel less gross about myself. Thanks, aww, sobriety. Yay.
You're beautiful. We love you.
Thanks. Love you guys. But that's cool. You went in a helicopter?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted by the Sky Pirates.
It's okay. Yeah, I went in a helicopter. It was like $30 and I was up for like less than 5 minutes.
Oh.
It was a quick up, do a lap, go back down. But they do have a location here where they fly over the Biltmore.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's probably more expensive.
It is. It's like $90.
That would be kind of romantic, though.
Yeah, right? It was romantic.
Oh, cute.
There's a heart-shaped jacuzzi where we stayed.
Oh, love that.
There was a screened-in back porch hot tub.
Love.
So I got to smoke a J in the hot tub at night right when the storm was rolling in.
Oh.
It
gorgeous.
Was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Good times.
Nice R&R.
Thanks. Sounds I needed good. It.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes I just be feeling like a really bad person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm miserable to be around because I'm miserable. And then I'm like, maybe I just need a snack.
Maybe I just need a snack. Maybe I just need to get away for a couple days.
Yeah. And then I come back and I'm like, wow, I am a good person.
Everything's not so bad.
I needed that.
Yeah, nothing else new with me. I haven't skated because it's been fucking hot. And one of the reasons I left Florida was because it was too damn hot. So I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not a true skater. I will not skate in heat. That makes me feel like I'm going to pass out after 5 minutes. So
we don't blame you.
But yeah, other than that, I've just been working. I'm about to start a couple of fun projects.
Ooh,
one of them being
like what?
Sabrina's little business logo. I'm really excited about that. I actually, while you were here, wanted to talk about. I saw this cute barber chair.
Yeah.
I thought that would be cute.
Yeah, very cute.
And then I also was thinking, did you want it to say Barber Barbie or Barbie Barber?
Barber Barbie.
Okay, Barber Barbie.
Because I think that's what my Instagram is.
Okay, I'll double check
it
on Instagram.
Yeah, it's ABC Barber Barbie.
Okay. I was thinking,
I've had that before the movie, just saying.
I was thinking the eye in Barbie could be one of those classic little barber stripe things, but instead of red, white, and blue, we could do pink, white, and blue.
Love it.
Okay.
And also because I love the trans.
That's so true. I'm a queer ally.
Ally!
And I'm queer.
Say ally, Valentina.
Ally! So, let's see. I gave Sabrina a misleading hint this week because, as I said, my period was robbing me at gunpoint yesterday and the day before and, like, 3 days before that. So I didn't write the story I intended to write, so the hint I gave to her is useless. I didn't really give her a hint. I straight up kind of told her what I was doing. But
yeah, I was excited for it, but it's okay.
It's okay. You'll get it. You'll get it, because I need to do it.
You do need to do it. We will get it eventually.
We will. But anyway, I have a couple like backup stories that I always kind of like write up in advance because I'm an overachiever Virgo creep. And so I wrote this one a while ago, but I'll just jump right into it since I gave you no hints. I'll just cut the suspension. So, today, I'm going to be talking about a cult.
More cults, more cults, more cults.
We love cults here.
We do.
So, today I'm going to be talking about the Order of the Solar Temple cult.
Never heard of them, but they sound slay.
They sound so official. So, This cult was obviously a secret society. Popcorn. So they claim to be based upon the ideals of the Knights Templar. And if
what
that sounds
is that?
So the Knights Templar, I think I mentioned them in the conspiracy I covered about the royal family. Conspiracy, oh. By the way. I had a lot of people jump down my throat about that when I mentioned something about it in a Facebook comment once. It's a conspiracy, guys. Okay.
Didn't you mention it in the Twilight shitposting group?
I did, and people got so mad. People were like, you shouldn't have a podcast if this stuff isn't factual. I'm like, there are podcasts where people literally just talk about like taking shits. I think we're good. Okay.
Public enemy number one.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, I think I mentioned them. I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but I definitely feel like I mentioned them. So the Templar Knights, or the Knights Templar, or the Solar Temple cult. Anyway, God, it's so convoluted because it's all like connected in a way.
Ooh,
so in their distinctive, they were like distinctive white mantles with red crosses. And they were among the most skilled fighting units of the Crusades.
Oh, okay.
So the Knights Templar were a Catholic military order recognized in 1139.
Oh, wow.
So this goes way back.
Way, way back.
And it was founded by Papal Bull Omnidatum, Optimum of the Holy See.
I'm sorry. What was that? Could you say that one more time?
Papal Bull Omnidatum.
We just summoned a demon, you guys.
Don't make me say it again. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. So anytime I say that or hear it, I just think of the Bob's Burgers episode where Louise says it in Spanish. And she says, Beetle-oogle, Beetle-oogle, Beetle-oogle.
I don't know what episode that is. And I need to see it.
It's one of the Halloween episodes, I think. I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I'm wrong a lot today, guys.
I can't wait to see the second one.
The second one what?
The second Beetlejuice.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot about that for a second.
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
I know.
Close to our birthday.
I was going
to
say, it's a runny birthday. Anyway. So. The order was founded, so it was recognized in 1139, but it was founded in 1119 and was active until about 1312.
That's a long time.
Yeah. The Solar Temple cult was started by Joseph Dimambro and Locke Jarrett in 1984 in Geneva. And the Order of the Solar Temple is perhaps most notorious for being associated with a series of murders and mass suicides in 1994 and 1995.
Uh-oh.
And this whole debacle claimed several dozen lives in France, Switzerland, and Canada. And the aims of the Order of the Solar Temple cult included establishing correct notions of authority and power in the world and assisting humanity through a great transition.
Why do I get the feeling that that means old white men?
Or like apocalypse. And they're preparing for the second coming of Christ. So yeah, they're preparing for the apocalypse.
Okay.
They think that a solar god king is going to come and save everybody. And further, a unification of all Christian churches and Islam.
Oh.
Weird reach to me, I guess.
Why not Judaism?
Yeah, that's like,
rude.
Why only one? And there were solar temple lodges in Quebec, Canada, as well as in Australia, Switzerland, Martinique, and other countries. And the temple's activities were a mix of early Christian identity, UFO religion, and New Age philosophy.
Using... Okay, these guys kind of fuck.
They were using variously adapted Freemason rituals. And one of the creators, Jarrett, I'm trying to find his first name.
While you're doing that, I do want to clarify that I meant why not Judaism in addition to Islam?
Yeah.
Not instead of Islam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure nobody could, like, listen to that weird and was like, what the fuck?
Chat clip that. Use it against us. No, I'm just kidding. His name is Luck.
Luck.
So... Luck was interested in attractive, wealthy, and influential members, and it was reputed that several affluent Europeans were secret members of the group.
They're always secret members.
If you're rich and beautiful, you're a part of the secret society.
Obviously.
According to the literature of the Solar Temple, the central authority was the Synarchy of the Temple, whose membership was secret. Its top 33 members were known as the Elder Brothers of the Rosy Cross and were headquartered in Zurich, Switzerland.
Interesting.
The Council of the Order formed lodges that were run by a regional commander and three elders. So it's a pyramid scheme.
Oh, okay. It's just an MLM.
Yeah. In October of 1984, the sect shocked Switzerland and gained worldwide notoriety when 53 bodies were discovered.
53?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Tony DeToit's infant son, who was 3 months old, was killed at the group's center in Morin Heights, Quebec.
Oh my god.
Trigger warning. This gets kind of graphic and it's kind of about a baby. So sorry. The baby had been stabbed repeatedly with a wooden stake.
Holy shit.
And it is believed that DeMombro ordered the murder because he identified the baby as the Antichrist.
Oh my god.
What did the baby do? That's
fucked up.
Yeah, he believed that the Antichrist was born into the order to prevent DeMombro from succeeding in his spiritual aim. Of course, there's always something impeding them from succeeding.
Also, funny how it's not your own kid.
Yeah. A few days later, DeMombro and 12 followers performed a ritual like the Last Supper. And a few days after the apparent mass suicides and murders were conducted at Cherry and Salvin, two villages in western Switzerland, and at Morin Heights, and 15 Inner Circle members committed suicide with poison.
Damn.
30 were killed by bullets or smothering.
Oh my god.
And 8 were killed by other causes. In Switzerland, many of the victims were found in a secret underground chapel.
I feel like you're just saying words.
Pink pony car. Sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I have to say it. It needs to be said. I am not saying this to demean her talent or musical ability or anything like that, but I don't understand the hype. I don't understand the obsession.
No, I don't either.
Maybe I feel old. I feel old.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I don't get it. Anyway, sorry.
You were a One Directioner.
That is true. I did get the hype at one point. I did get the obsession at one point. So I kind of get, but also a lot of the people I know are obsessed are adults.
Oh, yeah, older. Yeah, for sure.
I was like 13, 14. I think it lasted about 2 years and that was kind of it. So anyway.
Your children are crying.
I know, she can cry. Okay. It's good for her.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were found underground in a secret chapel and it was lined with mirrors and other items of Templar symbolism. So it gets kind of creepy, like cryptic. Mm-hmm. So the bodies were dressed in order ceremonial robes and were in a circle.
Freaky.
Feet together, head outward, most with plastic bags tied over their heads, hence the smothering.
Oh my god.
And they had each been shot in the head.
That's, wow.
I guess maybe to make sure. And it is believed that the plastic bags, oh, I guess maybe all of them had plastic bags, but it is believed that the plastic bags were a symbol of the ecological disaster that would befall the human race after the OTS members moved on to Sirius, which is, I guess, where they thought they'd go. It is also believed that these bags were used as part of the OTS rituals and that members would have voluntarily worn them without being placed under duress. There was also evidence that many of the victims in Switzerland were drugged before they were shot.
Well, that's good, I think.
I don't know if it was to, like, make it easier or if they were trying to poison them and it wasn't working, so then they shot them or...
Could be.
Other victims were found in 3 ski chalets. Several dead children were lying together. And the tragedy was discovered when officers rushed to the site to fight the fires that had been ignited by remote control devices.
What?
Yeah, so they were like...
Dude, they aren't fucking around.
No, they were... Oh my God. They had a sacrifice to make. And farewell letters left by the believers stated that they believed they were leaving to escape the hypocrisies of oppression of this world.
So true.
Real. A mayor, a journalist, a civil servant, and a sales manager were found among the dead in Switzerland. And records seized by the Quebec police showed that some members had personally donated over $1 million to DeMombro. All of the suicide/murders attempts occurred around the dates of the equinoxes and solstices in some relation to the beliefs of the group. And the two founders, Locke Jarrett and Joe DeMombro, were among the dead.
Thank God, at least.
Yeah. So in March of 1997, in Quebec, Canada, five more people took their lives. Three children managed to escape at the last moment and were the only survivors of the tragedy. Thank God.
Wow.
So the total number of deaths attributed to the cult was 74, including several children. And the cult still exists today. However, the numbers are much smaller and no more deaths or suicide have been reported.
That's terrifying.
So that's not to say they're not happening.
Yeah.
It just means that we don't know about it.
I really can't stand when people bring their kids into cults with them.
I hate when, I hate watching documentaries of, people who have family members who are stuck in cults or whatever. And it sucks that they left their children or whatever to go join a cult.
Yeah.
And live their life. But I would much rather you fucking do that than take your kid with you and indoctrinate your children into that.
Exactly.
Because, my whole thing is, let your children have the free will to figure out who they are, what they like, what they believe in. Let them figure that out on their own. I personally went through, granted, I'm autistic. But I personally went through a whole stage where I literally researched and studied a bunch of religions by choice. Because I wanted to figure out which religion I wanted to follow. And I studied Christianity. I studied Catholicism. I studied Judaism. I studied Buddhism. I studied a bunch of different religions because I was like, I want to know what this is all about and I want to know which one I like.
That's super cool.
And I was a practicing Buddhist for a little while, for a few years, pretty much all through high school and then a little bit in college. And then I just kind of felt bad calling myself a practicing Buddhist because I didn't really follow the full sevenfold path. I just kind of beep, beep, beep. I just kind of pick and chose. Mm. And so I was like, I'm just going to live by what I want to live by. I'm just not going to worry about it. But yeah, your children will discover themselves if you give them the opportunity. You can give them inspiration and tools and stuff like that. Be like, this is what I believe in and this is what I like and this is why and, whatever. You can guide them that way, but let them figure it out. Don't indoctrinate your children, especially into cults.
Yeah, stop it. What the fuck?
Stop it.
We're begging you.
That's like forcing your child to get a tattoo before they can speak. That's crazy. You wouldn't do that. It's kind of the same thing in a way.
Yeah.
Chat, don't clip that. I'll get attacked.
Did you get your ears pierced against your will as a baby?
Yeah.
I did too.
And
Mexican thing.
Yeah. One of them fell out while my mom was giving me a bath. And I think it fell down the drain and she didn't have another earring to put in it that wasn't a big earring.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to take out my other one and let it close. And then she tried to get them pierced again. And I was too little to be able to take care of them. And they got infected. So, yeah. And then I tried again. Same thing. Wasn't ready for it. They got infected again.
Dude.
Yeah. So,
and Raina so used bad. To be a piercer.
Yeah. And so bad that my dad had to pull the earring out from under my closing skin. Gross. Around it because it was getting embedded. It was terrible. It was a terrible experience. I still have memories of that. They were like, oh my God, it's not that bad. Shut up. I was like, oh my God, you're literally ripping something out of my skin. But okay.
My abuelita kidnapped me and took me to get my ears pierced without telling my mom. And then obviously they got infected and had to be taken out.
Of course.
I think I was 6 months old. I was little.
Yeah.
And then for my 6th birthday, my parents took me to Claire's to get my ears pierced.
Yeah.
And I think they might have closed and I got them pierced one more time. But now only one of them is open.
Oh.
And I don't think I've worn earrings since prom.
Oh.
And it's such a thing that people will give me earrings for gifts all the time. And I get it. I look like an earring girly. But I don't want to say, like, hey, can't use this present.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just take it off the earring hook and put it on, like, a charm bracelet or a necklace or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because then you can have one of each of them and still
yeah, that's cute.
The gifts that people gave you.
But then it's, like, because I don't say anything, then people keep giving me earrings. And I'm like,
what if I got you a really cute set of clip-ons?
Clip-ons? I could do that. The thing is, I sleep on my side. So when I wear earrings, they just, like, the back of them presses into that little area behind my jaw, and it makes me crazy.
We could just take them off. They're just clip-ons.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I remember one of the times I got my ears re-pierced before they got infected. I think this was the time they had to rip it out of my ear. I got these, like, little crosses because I was going to church by choice at this time because I lived in the middle of fucking nowhere in Alpine, Wyoming. And there was literally the only time I got to see kids my age around there was the church service that happened at the trailer across the street. So I would go there just to be able to hang out with the kids. And I ended up getting indoctrinated into church. It was weird. And I got my ears pierced. And I got little crosses because I was like, oh my God, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yay, I'll get these. That'll be great. The ladies at church will love this. And I remember going to church like a couple days later and showing everybody that I got my ears pierced. I was like, yeah, they're little crosses. And I remember one of the ladies being like, you're going to hell. And I was like, what? But I got crosses. And she was like, it doesn't matter. You modified your body. That's against the Bible. You're going to hell.
God.
And I just remember, like, spiraling because of that. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking hell. I'm the worst. I'm terrible.
If you tell a child that they're going to hell, like, you're a creep.
Yeah. You're a weirdo. Why do you want that much control over a child that's not yours? Why do you want that much control over a child in general?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Weird.
But they'll say being gay is, like, not okay to talk about around kids, but they'll tell them you're gonna burn in hell for all of eternity. Okay.
For getting my ears pierced.
For getting your ears pierced.
I was like, I thought everybody in here had their ears pierced. And she was like, I don't have mine pierced. And she showed me her giant white woman lobes. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oops. Well, that sucks. Bye. I don't know. Like, I didn't know what to say.
I wouldn't know what to say either.
Anyway, why bitches be crazy?
For sure.
So yeah, that was the kind of short story of the Solar Temple cult. Sorry I got all jumbled, y'all. I read this forever ago and my brain's not really working right now.
It's okay, bestie.
Thanks.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Sorry, Hunter. It's gonna be annoying to edit.
We try our best.
We do. These kids need attention.
We do, and we need to smoke.
Yeah, we do. Maybe I'll become... Let's see if I become harder to understand or easier to understand after this.
It's a gamble.
It is. So I guess we'll find out.
Just realized I'm wearing one Beetlejuice sock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. Back to you.
Thank you, bestie. Shall we jump right in with our feud for today?
Yeah, I think we're done with our little break.
So, I was inspired in Pigeon Forge, actually.
Oh.
By a dinner theater show that they have. And it's the Hatfields and the McCoys Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar?
I think I've heard of it, at least.
So this is, like, two very famous Appalachian families in the late 1800s, and their feud that is infamous today.
Wow.
Wow. And I will say...
They're gay.
They're gay.
By the way.
If you're a history buff, don't come at me because... This is a long time ago. There's a lot of conflicting information. There's a lot of stories and rumors and things that are just slightly off, names that are slightly off, dates that are slightly off. So I did my best. Okay?
I did my best. Keep your cool.
Don't yell at me. I'll calm. Thank you, bestie. You gotta plug in the babe. Okay, she's good.
She's on her pillow. She's resting.
She'll live to see another day. So in the late 1800s, there were two families whose land was separated by the Tug Fork tributary in the Big Sandy River. On the Kentucky side were the McCoys, headed by Old Randall McCoy.
Old Randall.
Old Randall. And on the West Virginia side were the Hatfields, headed by William Anderson Hatfield, a.k.a. Devil Anse. It's okay. A-N-S-E. I think that's how you say it.
A-N-S-E.
Anse. They've got weird names. People had weird names back then.
They were just making shit up. They were trying to be
Everyone was special. Illiterate.
Yeah. Nobody could read or write. They're like, let's just sound it out.
Yeah. So both of these families were active in moonshining.
Ooh.
And both of them had 13 children.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fucking people in this. The Hatfields in West Virginia had a very profitable, like, lumber operation going on.
Oh.
The McCoys in Kentucky were farmers, so they were, like, not as wealthy or as powerful as the Hatfields were.
Mm-hmm.
So their feud first began right after the Civil War. Devil Anse was in the Confederate Army for a couple years before he came home and joined a Confederate militia called the Logan Wildcats.
Meow.
And actually, like, also most of the McCoys fought for the Confederacy as well, except for our patriarch, Ol' Randall's brother, Asa Harmon McCoy.
Period.
He was a Union soldier.
Period.
That's right. I'm gone. So after he came home from war, he was shot, I think, in the chest and survived.
Oh, okay.
But they sent him home, obviously.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you're all fucked up now. Goodbye.
Yeah. Along with Jasper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he came home on January 7th, 1865, and then he was murdered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. By the Wildcats. Yeah.
Gang violence.
Gang violence. Specifically, other patriarch, Devil Anse's uncle, Jim Vance.
Vance Refrigeration?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to constantly be saying, like, names and relations because there's a lot of people in this. Okay. A lot of names. I don't want it to get confusing.
Okay.
And it's kind of long.
Yeah.
So after that, so that was 1865. In the late 1870s, Devil Anse claimed a 5,000-acre plot of land belonged to him, not Perry Klein, who was a cousin of Randall McCoy.
Uh-oh.
But a judge awarded the land to him, Devil Anse, that being.
Uh-oh.
So the McCoys were already mad when in 1878, Floyd Hatfield, Devil Anse's cousin, won an ownership dispute over a pig with Randall.
Oh, not the pig.
Mm-hmm. Randall claimed that the notches on its ear proved that it was his pig, but when the trial came, there were like 6 Hatfields and 6 McCoys, or like people who were related to both families, were there. And one person on the McCoy side ruled in favor of Floyd Hatfield.
What a bitch.
What a bitch. But that person worked at the lumberyard.
Hmm.
So he kind of just didn't want to lose his job and, like, call his boss a liar.
But also, like, why are you working for the enemy?
Well, I imagine times are tough, you know.
Jobs I mean, they're fun over a damn between. Pig.
Exactly. So, and, you know, Hatfields have money, so it's easy to, you know, put a little coin in the judge's pocket.
That's true.
So one of the witnesses, a mutual friend of both families named Bill Staton, who gave testimony at the trial, was murdered by 2 of the McCoy brothers, Sam and Paris.
Oh, shit.
But eventually they were acquitted on self-defense.
Self-defense?
Yeah, so clearly, like, they both can get their way with the law around here.
I wonder if the law was like, eh, let them have it this time.
Also, things were like very confusing because the states were still very separate at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so like once they crossed that state line from like Kentucky to West Virginia, the other state couldn't come after them.
Yeah.
Which I guess is still true, but it was very like, oh, they're gone. Ain't no way to track them now.
I mean, I guess back then there was definitely, it was definitely a lot harder to track somebody down.
Yeah. So it's just like, oh, they got away.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So 2 years after that, in 1880, Devil Anse's son, Jaunce, met Randall McCoy's daughter.
Jaunce.
Yeah. His name's not Johnson. It's just Jaunce. It looks like it's not written all the way.
Jaunce.
He met Randall McCoy's daughter, Rosanna, and the two instantly decided that they wanted to marry each other.
Oh, would you look at that?
This is mistakenly like, oh, Romeo and Juliet, like Hatfields and McCoys, this is what started the feud. It's not. Just saying.
It might have been all the murders.
Yeah, could have been. So Rosanna moves in with Jaunce in the Hatfield family home and becomes pregnant, but the two of them don't get married. And eventually she leaves that house to go back to her relatives. Oh. She's like, oh, you're not going to wife me up? All right, I'm out of here.
I mean, period.
But her dad didn't want her back in the house. Randall wouldn't let her back. So she was like staying with an aunt, I think.
You Jezebel, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. So Jaunce follows her to Kentucky to rekindle their relationship. He's like, no, baby, I do want you. But he's arrested on outstanding bootlegging warrants.
Oh, no.
Yep, they said that. No good Jaunce is in town. Round him up.
Round him up.
So Rosanna rides her horse to warn the Hatfields, who then go and, like, with their own group of armed people and is like, let him go.
Yeah.
They get him, they rescue him, get him released, and bring him back over to West Virginia. And despite this, piece of shit Jaunce abandons Rosanna and marries her cousin, Nancy McCoy, in 1881.
Oh, not the cousin marriage.
You got me pregnant and then you go out and marry my cousin?
No.
She betrayed her family for him.
Wow.
Way to go, Jaunce. You suck.
Yeah. Men suck.
Men suck.
They always have, apparently.
Always have, always will. So shortly after that, Devil Anse's brother, Ellison, was stabbed and shot in a brawl.
Oh, no.
On election day by three of Rosanna's younger brothers, Tolbert, Farmer, and Bud.
Tolbert, Farmer, and Bud went and beat your boyfriend up.
Farmer starts the PH.
They just learned that.
Yeah.
They just learned that could be a thing.
And they're like, everything.
Yeah, they're like, everything needs to be spelled this way now. Let's try it out.
So, Ellison was stabbed like a bunch of times.
No.
And so, the three, Tolbert, Farmer, and Bud, were arrested and on their way to jail when Devil Anse intercepted them and was like, you're gonna get our justice. And he brought them back to West Virginia. And when Ellison finally died from his injuries, the three brothers were tied up against trees and shot.
Oh, my God.
By, like, a whole group of people. And their bodies were, like, riddled with bullets.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So Devil Anse and 20 other men, that's how many people were there, were indicted. But none of them ended up getting arrested.
Huh.
So Randall McCoy sets up a meeting with Perry Cline, the man who lost 5,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a cousin of his, and they're trying to talk about how to get the Hatfields locked up. So obviously Devil Anse doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So he sent two gunmen to kill Randall and his son Calvin.
No.
But they mistook somebody else for their target and ended up killing two of Randall's nephews instead. So Perry Cline and Randall still met. And Perry was able to use his political connections to get their charges reinstated, and he set up a reward for their capture.
Damn.
Yeah. He was...
He was business.
He's pissed about those acres. I mean, 5,000 acres is a lot of land.
Especially for a farmer.
Yeah. With a PH. That should be the name of this
farmer
segment.
With a PH.
So after those two nephews were killed, Jeff McCoy's sister was flogged for warning her family because she was married to somebody on the Hatfield side.
Mm.
So she went and warned them and was like, hey, they're coming for you.
Mm-hmm. The British are coming. The British are coming.
Yes. So she gets flogged by Constable Cap Hatfield and a family friend.
Cap Hatfield.
So her brother, Jeff McCoy,
mm-hmm.
is pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
They basically like went in her home and whipped her.
Oh no.
So her brother's like, oh hell no.
Yeah.
So he goes after those two guys. And they end up shooting Jeff on the banks of the Tug Fork. And I don't know what happened to them.
No.
No justice. When will the bloodshed
end?
When will it end? On New Year's Eve, 1888, Constable Cap Hatfield and Jim Vance, Devil Lance's uncle.
Vance Refrigeration.
Yep. Brought pretty much the whole family to the McCoy cabin and fired on them as they slept.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they just surrounded the cabin and started shooting.
Jesus Christ.
After the McCoys woke up, they started firing back. So the Hatfields lit the cabin on fire to force them out into the open.
Oh my God. This is what happens when white men go unchecked for too long.
So true, bestie. So Randall escapes and he's hiding in the pig pen. And most of his children escape into the woods. Two of them were killed.
No.
Calvin and Alifair were shot and killed. Randall's wife, Sarah, was caught, beaten, and almost killed by Jim Vance and Johns, but they let her go. And the remaining McCoys went further into the wilderness where, like, pretty much all of them suffered frostbite.
No.
Yeah. So after this New Year's manicure. After this New Year's massacre, the deputy sheriff Frank Phillips and his posse tracked Devil Ants and the Hatfields across the state lines into West Virginia. They were like, we don't give a fuck. We're coming after you. They killed Jim Vance after he refuses to be arrested. And then they killed three more Hatfield relatives / supporters before cornering everyone else in Grapevine Creek on January 19th. The Hatfields, however, were armed and ready, and they shot back. But eventually, they did surrender, and on August 24th, 1888, eight of the Hatfields were indicted for the murder of Randall's daughter, Alifair. Not Calvin, just Alifair. I guess because she was a woman.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, the Supreme Court ended up getting involved in this trial.
Whoa.
Where they ruled that even though the criminals were extradited illegally back to Kentucky, they were still able to be tried.
Mm-hmm.
All eight of them were found guilty, and seven received life sentences, while the eighth was executed by hanging.
Oh.
But after that, the feud kind of died down a little.
Oh, good.
There were, like, you know, little things here and there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everyone kind of behaved themselves. And it has since become, like, very, like, told American tale, you know?
Yeah.
And in 2003, descendants of both families declared an official truce.
Ooh.
That was signed by more than 60 relatives.
Whoa.
And the governors of Kentucky and West Virginia named June 14th as Hatfield and McCoy Reconciliation Day.
Okay.
So now they are no longer beefing.
Yay, no more beef.
Yay, squash the beef.
After all that death and bloodshed, no more beef. Yay. Yay. Crazy?
Should we go see the show now?
Yeah, we have to. Oh, I emailed that lady about the faction.
Yeah.
There's a new... So, I don't know if you guys remember us mentioning that in the winter, we were supposed to go to a murder mystery type event mm-hmm. based in the Roaring Twenties, and I fractured my leg. Don't know if y'all remember that. Don't stop talking about it, but I couldn't go because I had emailed and I was like, is there a lot of standing or walking around involved? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, can I like reschedule the tickets or something? She said yes.
Get snowed out.
Yeah. She said yes. It's been a while. So I'm hoping she keeps her word, because that would really suck.
Yeah.
I would make a stink about it and demand my money back for sure. I would become a Karen. But yeah, so I emailed about another one that's vampires and werewolves, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's called Factions. So hopefully we get to do that one, because that one will be really fun.
That will be so fun. Also, I hate that I never got to wear my flapper dress. I know. It's so hot.
We'll have to like find a bunch. We'll have to think of a bunch of Halloween stuff to do so we can wear it.
For sure.
Maybe content for you guys. Maybe Patreon stuff.
Oh my gosh, can we just like wear this and do our episode? In full flapper costume.
For Halloween, yeah. That'd be cute. Yeah, we could do that. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's take a little break and we'll be right back with a spell for you guys. Okay, we're back.
Short
little break. And we have some little spells to share with you guys.
Ooh, tell us all about it.
So I was thinking, since Mercury's in retrograde and will be until the 28th, I wanted to give you guys like a communication spell, because communication's going to be a little rough the next coming weeks. Super important. So I decided to look to Reddit. And Redditor Divine Presence Poe, gave a wonderful response to somebody's question about somebody moving away and them wanting to still be able to communicate. So it's not exactly like just communication in general, but if you've been wanting somebody to reach out, or if you have been wanting to kind of find the strength and ability to, or opportunity to reach out to somebody else, or just kind of communicate more clear with somebody that you want to get closer to, this is going to help you out a little bit. I'm just going to kind of summarize what they said. So they said an example incantation would be, "With love and light, I seek to communicate. May our hearts and minds be open and clear. Guide them to reach out and reconnect in harmony and love. May we draw near." And they said that something that you can use as crystal support as you cleanse everything around you. You could use rose quartz. Crystals can amplify and focus energy, supporting your intention. And she said to trust in divine timing, which I think is important for everybody to remember.
For sure.
Remember that the universe works in mysterious ways, and sometimes there are external factors influencing communication. Trust in the divine timing of events and know that everything unfolds as it should. So obviously, don't try to force communication with somebody. If you're having trouble communicating with somebody, maybe take a pause, take a step back, take a break from the person or situation just for a moment to kind of wait for you to be able to communicate clearly, and maybe give them time to be able to do the same, and hope that they'll be able to do the same.
Nice.
I know there's other crystals for communication, but I can't think of them right now.
I would say, as far as like timing goes, that sounds like a Wednesday sort of spell, because that's the day for Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, like, write your petition and who you're trying to contact on a piece of paper and light a blue candle, because blue is the color of communication.
Okay. Maybe if you have write it in a blue pen.
Yeah, that works, yeah, for sure.
That's really easy to access.
Yeah, we like easy spells.
Yeah, and you could write the incantation that I just said on a piece of paper also, especially if we're going to use it in, like, a burning spell in any way for communication. You could write it in blue ink on like a bay leaf or something, and that would also probably boost it and help it a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, just be intentional with your communication, be concise and clear, and be patient with people and yourself, because everything's going to be kind of weird and jumbled and heated for everybody right now.
Yeah.
So give yourself some grace and give the people around you some grace.
Well, on that note, that's if you're being, like, cool and chill.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready to be messy,
ooh.
I have teased this before, I think, but I am, as far as I'm aware, but I could be wrong because we do smoke a lot. I have not actually given you guys this spell yet.
I think so.
This is a spell that I've had a 100% success rate with.
Whoa.
It is not often that I say that.
I want to know now.
Okay, so this is a breakup spell. And what you're going to need is an onion.
Okay.
Paper.
Okay.
Cat fur.
Okay.
Dog fur.
Oh.
Salt.
Okay.
And sugar.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to cut the onion in half and then just kind of like lay out the sides.
Yeah.
And then on one side, you're going to sprinkle with salt.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, you're going to sprinkle with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, you're going to put some cat fur. On one side, you're going to put some dog fur.
Do you put, do they correspond to each other? Like, should you put the fur with the sugar, like the cat fur with the sugar or the...
It doesn't matter. It's just like opposing things.
Okay.
You're trying to create discord.
Okay.
So it just...
So does this promote a breakup or this... Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. This is to get two people to break up.
Oh, okay.
So you could do honey and hot sauce or just, you know, any opposing things that you think of. And then on your pieces of paper, you're going to write one person's name, birthday, star sign, if you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing about the other person. And put those on either side. And then once you've got your disgusting little onion sandwich, you're going to put it back together. And then I like to leave it outside somewhere where it can rot.
Okay. So it, like in the sun?
In the sun somewhere.
Yeah.
And, every time I've done this spell, it has worked. And quickly.
Whoa.
But I will say, as with all magic, this only works if the people you are targeting already have discontent in their relationship. All this does is amplify things. You can't amplify what isn't there.
Yeah. So you can't, like, make a happily, like, a happily together couple break up. If there's not already discourse in the relationship.
Exactly. So, same thing with communication. Mm-hmm. Like, you just... I can be DeLulu with the rest of them.
Yeah.
But there's got to be some basis already there. And that affects how well it works.
Yeah. And as we say, always, pretty much in every episode, stick to your boundaries. Set your boundaries, magical or otherwise, and stick to those. And ensure that everything you do is with the intention of your boundaries in mind. Because you don't want to do stuff that opposes your boundaries. Because correct. It wouldn't make sense for you to do that. So keep your boundaries in mind. Stick to them. Don't let people walk all over you. Like, do your best to effectively communicate in this time. It's going to be tough. You know, like, it's going to be tough for everybody.
Do no harm, but take no shit.
Yeah. And hopefully this stuff... The tools we gave you tonight will help you.
Yeah.
So, I guess on that note, if you guys have any questions, comments, corrections, concerns, confessions, secrets.
Tell us about the couples that you're breaking up.
Yeah, tell us about the couple that you just hate. Anything like that, you can email us at greenwichcottagepod@gmail.com. If you want to see my crazy new funky cool hair that Sabrina did and some of the tattoos I've done on her and our cats and just any other funky little stuff, you can follow us, as I said earlier, on Instagram at Greenwich Cottage Pod.
No.
Nope. GWC Podcast.
Yes.
God damn it, guys.
You were so close.
I was. I said can the tell first you one so smoothly. Yeah. I promise you guys I'm not doing this for a bit. Like, I legit just fucking mix them up every time.
It's okay. I have some clients where I mix up their names constantly.
Yeah. So anyway, you can follow us on Instagram for more content. The info on the Patreon will be coming soon. We have to plan some initial content to give you guys so we can give you a taste of what's to come. But
you said come.
Go ahead and share this with your friends. Tell everybody about it. Leave us a review.
Say hi to Hunter.
Say hi to Hunter. Say thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Hunter.
And remember to light up.
And look out.
And we love you.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.